I mean, it's always fun. I mean, to come back and, you know, our obligation is to come here and to win a basketball game. And, you know, that's our main frame.
LeBron, what do you think of this? They're handing out these T-shirts, the Come Home LeBron campaign outside, 2,500.
It's very flattering. And, you know, anytime you can have fans that appreciate the way you play the game of basketball and do what you do, it's very, very flattering.
Are you coming back ever?
I mean, you guys know I'm not talking about the free agency right now. You know, right now my only concern is trying to, you know, hopefully win the third straight championship. And, you know, that's my mind frame right now.
LeBron, how are you a different player from when you left here to where you are now?
I mean, I've just gotten better. I mean, I got better from year 5 to year 6 when I was here, or from year 1 to year 3. You know, you just continue to get better. You know, and I've improved in the last couple of years. And, you know, I continue to grow, continue to have experiences. Obviously, the experience I had my first year here in Miami helped me grow a lot, humbled me. And, you know, I got back into the lab and started to work on things that I knew I had to get better at to help ultimately help my game and help our team.
Are you surprised that fans' opinions seem to have changed so much where they're handing out T-shirts now and wanting you back?
It's not for me to really comment on or really get too caught up in it. You know, like I said, it's very it's humbling, it's flattering, you know, to know that you have fans everywhere, you know, and you know, I'm grateful for that.
LeBron, you hear a lot though in the off season. Do you feel like time has healed, that there's not any bitterness or hard feelings?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't, like, you know, done the whole Family Feud thing where you ask 100 people a survey on the street, do you still like LeBron or not? What's your answer? I haven't done that. But I don't know. I mean, for me, as a basketball player and as a man, I mean, I've grown over the years, you know, and I could just do one thing and continue to represent my family and do the things that I love to do every day, and that's play the game of basketball at a high level.
LeBron, what do you like to tell a fan who wearing this T-shirt today? What do you like to tell him?
Like I said, it's very flattering, man, and you know, it's a cool thing. You know, fans are, you know, they're the reason why we're all able to play this game, and be broadcast in so many countries.
Ron, how'd the Thanksgiving dinner thing come together?
Ooh. Toronto doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, and we had an opportunity to either be in Toronto where they don't celebrate it when we do.
Like, when you saw the schedule came out, you saw there was a
no, not right away. You know, because I don't live like late in the schedule like that or look at it in advance. But when I seen the opportunity, you know, we're still going to fly into Toronto, but just we was able to push the flight back. And, you know, it was either do it at a hotel or do it in my house. And, you know, I'd much rather do it in my house.
Will you be giving tours?
No. Only to the bathroom.
But how did it go? How did it go? Pretty well, right?
Say it again.
How did it go, the Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I guess you don't celebrate either.
As far as the game concerned, what do you expect the Cavs tonight?
They won't be the team that has played, has a 4-game losing streak. We know that. Every team that we play, no matter what their record are, they play to their capabilities. And I know Kyrie and I know those guys. I know Tristan. Those guys are looking forward to this game. And this could be a game where they could, you know, turn their season around to where they want it to be, you know. So it won't be the same team that for sure that showed up in San Antonio or, you know, lost. I think they lost here to Charlotte. They're going to give it their all. And these fans here, I know from experience, is definitely going to, you know, have it exciting for them.
What are you expecting from them? I mean, from the first time you came back, it was pure hatred. Then you had a fan run on the court the last time asking you to come back. So what are your expectations from the fans tonight?
I don't know. I mean, for me, that's not for me to worry about. I expect them to cheer on their team, you know, and if you're not wearing wine and gold, then they don't like you. So, you know, and that's how it should be. So, you know, for me, the only thing I control is what we do, you know, as a group. You know, we're getting forward, I mean, looking forward to this game tonight, and, you know, we'll go from there.
How did the same D Jim look? Did you stick to your budget?
Hopefully I did. I mean, you know, I gave him $1 million to be able to make a gym with it. You know, but it looked great. I mean, the students get an opportunity to reap the benefit of that. And more than anything, I'm excited about those guys and those females and everybody in that school. You know, it was long overdue. And I'm happy I'm in a position to be able to treat them with such a gracious gift on part of myself and my foundation.
LeBron, you've matured so much on the court, and everybody's seen that, but how have you matured off the court since the end of your last professional contract here in Cleveland?
Married now. I've grown each and every day, and I think no book or anything can really teach you about life. I think the best teacher in life is experience, and when you experience things, it's how you handle them the next time they come upon you. And I've been able to do that, and everything is in order, everything is comfortable for me, and I'm in a good place right now.
Hey LeBron, how have your emotions coming back in this building now that it's been a few years?
It's still crazy. Still weird.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I stayed home last night, and I'm gonna stay home tonight, and then to drive up to the arena and actually be walking into the first locker room, it's still weird for sure. I spent 7 years here, so it's still weird, but I understand what my job is and what my task is tonight.
LeBron, you mentioned about free agency. You're not talking to the end of the year. Is that something you learned from what happened here?
Experience is the best teacher in life.
LeBron, how's your back been? I know
it's about 95. Start of season it was about 50. So I'm feeling better every day. I saw a little bit this morning. It's sore in the morning when I first wake up. As I get moving, it it's getting better. But I'm at 95 right now, and I feel good right now. I felt great the last few weeks, and I'm going to continue my strength and condition. I'm going to continue my rehab and the things that I need to do to get better, continue to strengthen my core and everything that balance that. So hopefully I can be by 100, 100. See that word? I gave you all the Ebonics. Hopefully I can get to 100 very soon.
LeBron, you're coming off your fifth 30-point game. Are you aware how efficient you've been in all five of those games, all victories?
I am aware because people talk about it. I don't go out and say I want to be 11-14 or 13-15 or whatever the numbers have been. I say I just want to take really good shots, and I want to put pressure on the defense. Obviously, I'm doing something to myself that I shouldn't be doing. I'm putting too much pressure on myself right now by shooting the way I'm shooting. And, I don't expect myself to shoot 65 or 70% every game, but I do expect myself to be aggressive and to take what the defense give me. And sometimes what they don't give me, just still force the action. And not mean force it where it looks out of control, but force it where it's putting pressure on the defense where you're creating for yourself and your teammates. And, the comfort level I'm in right now, I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you playing your best basketball you've ever played?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think it's 14 games maybe. It's two. Catch me at the end. I don't really judge 2 weeks or three weeks. I feel real good right now. I will say I'm the most complete basketball player I've been right now. And I said before the season that I was a better player. And I said, last year as the physicals that I was going to be a better player, and I feel like I'm a better player. So, but I'm not done. I'm not done, and I'm not satisfied where I'm at.
Brent, what, if anything, do you miss the most about playing here?
I always said the fans were amazing. No, they're still amazing. The excitement that they give to their team. It's one of the best. It's one of the best in this league. OKC, Chicago, Detroit, when they're rocking, yeah. Obviously. Did I say San Antonio?
Sure.
San Antonio and Miami, for sure. Those are some of the really, really good arenas in this league where no matter what's going on in the season, no matter what the record is, no matter what it is, what type of day it is outside, obviously some days are better than others in certain cities, but the fans always support, and that's pretty cool.
Are you cool with being used as a recruiting tool at Ohio State?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
Is that something you sought out? You wanted to help out that way if you could? With
well, I've always said if I had an opportunity, I really didn't have the opportunity to go to college, that I would have went to Ohio State. So, I give a lot of support to that school. I don't mind it at all. I got an opportunity to play there, you know, in some state championship games, state semifinals games in high school. So, and I get an opportunity to go back down there and work out with the team sometimes. I was down there at Ohio State Wisconsin game this early in the season. You know, so it's pretty cool. I like what they're doing down there. It's pretty good.
You watch a game Saturday?
Yeah, I'm free, I think. Yeah, I am. Michigan, right?
Yep.
Should I even say that word? That should be banned, right? That should be banned, right? Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. See y'all.
Thanks, John. Thank you.